Restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard, Kellogg's Gold Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, Hollywood is full of people with nicknames like the Swooner, the Crooner, the Beard, and here's the man who's known as the Bay Window. It's that great big pain, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Yes, hello to you out there along the party line. Again, we're sending you greetings from California and the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Hollywood, that's a place in sunny Southern California. Well, it's a little foggy here this morning, a little early in the morning. To be expected. Sun will soon be breaking through. I can be wrong. Really, I can. Yesterday I said McNeil was back in Chicago. He's still in New York. Pretty hard to understand why I wasn't chased out of town after that appearance with Fred Allen Sunday. Well, let's see what goes on here in the Brenneman Beanery this morning. This being the Ivory Flakes section of our little broadcast, we kind of like to visit a little bit. And I think we'll start with the people who won't even look at us, like you, for instance. What's your name?
This is Frank Beck, Grinnell, Iowa.
Beck?
Beck.
Beck, from Grinnell.
Yes, sir.
Having a vacation, Miss
yes.
Beck. Good. And who are you?
This is Ida Roberts, Detroit, Michigan.
Well, hello, Mrs. Roberts. Good to see you. And you are?
This is Abby Fairman from Los Angeles.
Are you sisters, by any chance?
No.
Huh?
No.
No, you look as though you might be.
We're niece and auntie. Believe it or not.
You're what?
We're niece and auntie, and we're
your niece
almost
and
the
auntie?
Same age.
Yes, I was going to say, who's the aunt and who's the niece? Are you the auntie?
I'm the auntie.
Well, that is, and you're almost the same age. Mm-hmm. Well, that's remarkable. What age is that, no doubt?
Well, would you like really to know?
Yes, I wouldn't mind knowing.
Well, I was 68 Friday.
68 Friday. Mm-hmm. And how old are you, auntie?
Well, I'm 70.
67, huh?
70.
Oh, you're 70. My goodness, that would be very unusual to be an aunt at 2 years old, wouldn't it? Huh?
Well, that's what I am.
That's what you are, sure enough. And who are you?
Mabel Galvin from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mabel. And you?
Caroline Olson, Minneapolis.
Caroline what?
Olson, Minneapolis.
Olson, Minneapolis. There are a lot of Olsons back there.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Two very famous names, incidentally, Olson and Johnson. Who are you?
Hazel Rodman, Inglewood, formerly of Batavia, Illinois.
Good, and you?
Gladys McElwain from Charleston, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Reed Beckley from Galesburg, Illinois.
Mrs. Harry Fitzpatrick from Charleston, Illinois.
That's a dilly of a hat you have there, Fitz.
Ella Shett, formerly of Danville, Pennsylvania, and Troy, New York.
That isn't much of an improvement, either.
Roy Schott from Troy, New York.
Roy, how are you? Glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
Roy is the announcer out at the Western Harness Racing.
That's right.
And he introduced me. Stand up here, Roy. I want to get into this a little bit. I went out there Saturday to see the big race and had a wonderful time. I don't know, those of you folks who've never seen harness racing are missing a great sport because that's really one I enjoy. But it was the first time I had ever posed in the winner's circle.
That's right.
I mean, I was posing with a horse.
That's right. Her horse.
Oh, that was your horse? Yes. I met your pop.
He didn't know who you were, but he wouldn't know the president if he came in.
Well, he certainly ran a wonderful race.
Didn't
Algier.
He? Algier.
Uh-huh. And yet, Roy introduced me. What did you say?
I said you were an old harness man from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, an old harness man. Well, where did you get the old?
Well, of course, that old was affectionate. The way you trot and pace up here, we know that you're a colt. Matter of fact, Tom, if you had your entry fee in, I'm sure that Bernie Kearney would enter you in the $50,000 pace, which is coming up in Hollywood Park Saturday.
Enter me?
Yes.
I'll bet he would. Well, I'm looking forward to that race, I'll tell you that. I really enjoy those harnesses.
Oh, they're marvelous.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this sort of work, Roy?
About 7 years.
7 years?
Uh-huh. I was out of Santa Anita last year.
You do a grand job.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thanks for bringing them over. Good luck. Oh, that's our old theme man, Ken Carson. They're mighty nice there, Ken.
Well, they're lovely words to go with it, too, Tom.
Well, why are we waiting?
If it's lovely to wear, it's worth Ivory Flakes Care. Gentle Ivory Flakes Care.
You know, you and I agree there, Ken. Millions of women, too, have discovered that by giving their lovely clothes Gentle Ivory Flakes Care, those garments will stay gay and colorful, and well, they keep their almost like new appearance for up to twice as long. There's nothing to it. Just follow the directions on the Ivory Flakes package. Just follow the advice of fashion designers and fabric experts who recommend Ivory Flakes for the lovely clothes they make. Use those mild, pure Ivory Flakes, which were especially created for washing the finest garments in the safest way. Stay away from the wrong treatment with the wrong kind of soap, or your nice things are likely to get quickly in such a sad condition that Ken would have to sing a dirge for them. But if you make it a point to always look for the blue and white box containing Ivory Flakes, the flake form of baby's ivory soap, then you'll feel like chiming in happily with Ken and me. The world to know, for instance, like this. If it's lovely to wear, it's worth Ivory Flakes Care. Gentle Ivory Flakes Care. Thank you, Ken. We're going for a hat now. Yes? I don't know. It seems to me. Oh, is that? I do want this one. What is your name again now?
Mrs. Harry Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, yeah. Yes. You're the you're the folks that won the horse, won the out. You know, they won. I'll try the hat on you. It's kind of a... What is that? A little straw, fairy? A myelin straw, and it has a bunch of... Your Fitz says. Well, you keep Fitz on his sulky. I'll run this program. And the feathers stick right up in front. It's much of... Well, you know, really, you should be in a race. The swallow's going back to Capistrano. Where's my mirror? Oh, here it is. Wonderful. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Fitz. Let's see how the feathers would look in the back. I don't think they'd look nearly as well, though. Maybe they would. You couldn't do much around that. Oh, my. Put that on your horse, you'd never lose a race. Folks, this is National Baby Week, you know, so let's keep them happy by dunking their haberdashery in pure Ivory Flakes, shall we? Do a lot to help them keep from wailing and crying. We also have somebody back here. I want to see what this is. I noticed it as I came in this morning. What is this? Is it a key of some sort?
It's the key to Holtville.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Mrs. Earl Boone from Holtville.
Yeah, we were down in your neck of the woods a couple of last week, wasn't it? Well, isn't that nice? A key to Holtville. And they're a nation?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awfully nice. I'm
I said we're very happy to be able to give it to you. It's from all the hearts of the ladies of Holtville.
Well, Grant, how are you in your group here this morning?
There's seven of
them. Seven of you came up from Holtville?
Yes, we drove up yesterday.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate that. Johnny, will you bring them a key to the city of Encino, please? There's some beautiful. He is bigger than Johnny. Yeah. What? Pardon me. What?
Your key is much larger, but if you'll look over across the restaurant, we brought you a crate of carrots from the valley, too.
Is that what they are, carrots?
Yes, sir.
Well, a great big box over here on the other end of the restaurant. Carrots.
Yes, carrots.
So now I'm Bugs Bunny. Well, that's nice. Send those over to Mel Blanc. Hmm?
There's your picture from El Central.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Well, thank you very much. The carrots, are they nice and fresh?
Well, they were, but it's a little warm down there.
Well, I appreciate that. Rita, what I thought they were I thought they were Washington State apples. Because we have with us here, well, let her introduce herself. What is your name, honey?
Jean Marie Olson of Wenatchee, Washington.
Jean Marie Olson from Wenatchee, stand up here. Here's the Apple Queen from the state of Washington, folks. And she's lovely, too. Yeah. Jean Marie, about every year we have the Apple Queen come down and visit us.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You're touring the studios, are you? And
yes, I am.
Good. We're glad that you came to say hello to us.
Very happy to be
Tell
here.
Tell us, how old are you, Jean Marie?
I'm 17.
17. Mm-hmm. How many contestants did they have for the Queen?
They had 16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've never been up in your neck of the woods, but we're going to make it over on our vacation.
I wish you could come up for the Washington State Apple Blossom.
I wish you could, but I just can't do it.
That's
going back east along about that time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Back to my old hometown. Well, congratulations, Queenie.
Thank you.
And I did, and I say, I thought they were a crate of apples.
Too bad.
Now, wait a minute.
You'll get them later, the apples.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. Good luck to the Queen. Roy, we'll let you draw a number out here, will you, please? We'll award our wish. This will do it. It's 22456. We'll win the wishing ring. 22456. Remember, ladies, to keep saving used fat, won't you? Sure, I repeat that every day, but it's so important. Worth your while, too. You'll get more money, so save every drop. Hello. And who are you?
Selma Levitz from Jackson, Michigan.
Selma Levitz from Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah.
Tell me, I've often wondered how big a place is Jackson. That's the capital city, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How big a place? No, Lansing's the capital. Yes. She says, yes. You're agreeable, so.
Yes.
Well, I knew that it's Jackson, Mississippi.
That's no, it. Jackson, Michigan.
No, but Jackson, Mississippi is the Jackson's the capital of Mississippi.
Oh, I guess so.
Well, they're not the capital of Michigan. How big a place is Jackson, Michigan?
Oh, I don't know. It isn't too large.
Mm-hmm. Do they make automobiles there?
No.
Seems to me they used to, didn't they?
Detroit does.
Huh?
Detroit.
Oh, I know they make automobiles in Detroit, but but it seems to me that they used to make the Jackson automobile many years ago. Did you recall that? In 1904.
I guess that was before my time.
It was before mine too. I can't recall it, Jackson. I don't know. Along the line somewhere. In 1904. Uh-huh. Well, tell us about you.
Oh, I'm just out here on a vacation. And
how long have you been married?
Going on 4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is your husband with you on your vacation?
Yes, he is.
Good. What does he do back there?
Well, he works at a service station.
At a service station.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take a couple of weeks off, right?
That's right.
What do you think of our California?
I love it.
Good, you do. Oh, that's well.
But I'm so excited, I just didn't sit down.
Well, she came out here for a rest.
I haven't got it, though.
All right, honey. We'll get you back to your chair. Here's your wishing ring.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We like to think so. Let's put it on this finger, shall we? Here you are. Now then, you make a wish, will you?
I wish everyone was out here at your program.
You wish what?
Everyone could be here at your program from back home.
Well, that's nice.
All my friends.
Well, that's grand. That's a swell wish. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope someday to have them.
I hope they can get out here. It's wonderful.
Well,
I love
it. We need the business. Here's another little gift for you, honey. There's a little pair of nylon.
Oh, that's great.
The ring's pair of nylon. You'll like
that. Oh, beautiful.
Love it. Here's some ivory.
I have some of that at home.
You have some at home? Well, then you
I'll keep it.
Bring her a cigar, Johnny. You want to see it tonight? That's an awfully nice place. Here's a little something for you.
Oh, I'll give that to my husband. Thank you.
You may take this.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck. Happy landing.
Thank you.
Say hello to the folks back in Jackson. Well, that will conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, makers of all brands. Here's our good neighbor letter this morning coming from Marlette, Michigan. Is that pronounced right, gentlemen? Marlette? Marlette, I think it is. It says, "Dear Tom Brenneman, the 1941 small local hospital in our town of Marlette, Michigan, had to close because of lack of help. And until 1943, Marlette was without any hospital facilities. In March of that year, Miss Olive Hutchins, a retired nurse, opened her home as a hospital on a nonprofit basis and mainly as a maternity hospital. And through the remaining war years, and still going, she is carrying on her Good Samaritan work with such help as she was able to get. Since March 1943, and up to this writing, there have been born 443 babies in her home hospital. In addition, she has cared for many emergency patients and was often so crowded that she herself had to sleep on a cot in some corner. Doctors throughout this rural community highly commend her for her wonderful work. Her untiring efforts have undoubtedly saved many a human life. We believe Miss Olive Hutchins of Marlette, Michigan, who is doing all this on a nonprofit basis, as I've said before, is a very worthy candidate for your Good Neighbor Orchid Award. We respectfully nominate her for that award. Cordially yours, Mr. and Mrs. B.T. Christensen of Marlette, Michigan. And so do we. We're in accord with that letter. This morning, our orchid goes back to Marlette, Michigan. Miss Olive Hutchins. She has been made our good, good neighbor of the day. Good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today. Feel fine, in fact.
You look good.
Yeah, this spring weather is really terrific.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky here in California, Corny. Back east, they're still having snow and heavy rains. And I heard this morning coming over, big washout in New York.
Yeah.
I said, the big washout in New York.
Now, that ain't no way to talk about Don McNeil.
Why should I worry about McNeil? I bet I've got a bigger following.
Sure you got a bigger following.
I have, huh?
Yeah, someday them bill collectors going to catch up with you.
Now, that's terrible.
Well, you know, one of these nights I'll drag out the DTT and trap you one of these nights. Now, Mike, what'd I tell you?
DDT?
Yeah, they think you're a nice guy during the day.
Yeah?
But they know you're a fly by night.
Isn't that awful? Got a little joke for us this morning, Corny.
Eh?
You heard me. You have a little joke for us this morning.
Yes, I got a joke.
Well, what is it?
Well, your little kid Tommy Jr. tells me that when he's playing out in the yard, he hates to hear you yelling through the screen door at him.
He hates to hear me yelling through the screen door? Why?
He doesn't want you to strain your voice. Oh!
Well, Corny, our orchid goes back to Marlette, Michigan. Miss Olive Hutchins, you'll see it gets on its way, won't you?
Yes, I'll see to it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Corny. Say, I have a letter here from a lady who believes in giving credit where credit is due. She's Miss Sylvia Stein of Los Angeles, California, who began eating Kellogg's All Bran at her husband's suggestion. And this is what she writes.
Just a note of thanks for what Kellogg's All Bran has meant to me. For a long period, I suffered from irregularity. Finally, in 1945, my husband, a druggist, suggested that I try Kellogg's All Bran. To my joy, it does the trick. Now, a bowl of this delicious cereal, Kellogg's All Bran, is on my daily menu. And Mrs. Stein is only one of many thousands of folks who've discovered the benefits of Kellogg's All Bran. So if you're troubled by irregularity caused by lack of bulk, just try eating a dish of this natural laxative food every day and drink plenty of water.
In addition, Kellogg's All Bran provides you with valuable vitamins and minerals. Always look for the sparkling white package of Kellogg's All Bran, folks. That name Kellogg is your guarantee of nearly half a century of skill and know-how with cereals. No other cereal is exactly like Kellogg's All Bran. All Bran and only All Bran is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. So remember at your grocer's to always say Kellogg before you say All Bran. Ask for the one and only Kellogg's All Bran. And talking about the grand old Kellogg Company, they want to please you in every way. With those fine Kellogg cereals, of course. And with radio entertainment, too. So Kellogg's is trying out a new show immediately following us. We'd appreciate it if you'd listen. Let us know how you liked it. Now it's orchid time. Now we're going to award our orchid to our eldest guest. I'd like to have a bid. Who is the eldest lady this morning? The eldest lady this morning is 85. 85. So it's running second, Roy. Where is the lady 85? Would she win? So she does. Well, they're way back in the corner. I don't know. It always happens that way. Fine. Oh, see. Hello there. And who are you?
I'm Mrs. Ellen Graham.
Graham?
Yes.
Well, come on, Mrs. Graham. Let's go out and meet the ladies. Where are you from? Los Angeles?
No, we're living here at home.
Yes. Well, come on. You are from Los Angeles, then. And how?
Sierra Madre.
Oh, Sierra Madre. Well, that isn't far. That's just up in the hills, isn't it? Mrs. Ella Graham from Sierra Madre, California, 85 years old. How long have you lived in Sierra Madre, Mrs. Graham?
Just a very short time. We just moved here.
You just moved out here from where?
From Oregon.
Oh, you came down from Oregon?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yoncala.
Where did you live up there?
Yoncala.
Yoncala.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've heard of that.
It's
a small place.
Yes, a very small place.
It's in the heart of the farming community up there?
Yes.
Did you folks live on a farm?
No, just a small place.
Was it Mr. Graham who spoke back there?
It was my son-in-law, Mr. Camp.
Oh, that was Mr. Camp who spoke out back there. Uh-huh. You're a widow.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Where were you born, Mrs. Graham?
In Cassopolis, Michigan.
In where?
Cassopolis, Michigan.
Cassopolis, Michigan. And you moved to what place in Oregon?
Well...
Where'd you just come from?
Well, no, I know. We lived in Chicago 22 years.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and we lived in Boston. And we lived in... I've lived in Vermont.
My.
Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio.
Goodness.
And Bad Axe, Michigan. Again, back to Michigan.
Bad Axe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to
from Bad Axe, where?
I can't think. Well, I've lived so many places.
Well, why did you move around so many places?
I don't know. I guess I followed my children around.
Oh, I see. Well, what did Mr. Graham do? What was his business?
Well, he started out as a postal clerk in the railway mail service. And then he was assistant chief clerk in Chicago at the 9th Division. And then he was sent to Grand Rapids, Michigan, as chief clerk of the railway mail service. And then after that, we just kind of roved around.
Just roved around? Tell me, as a chief clerk in the mail service, railway mail service.
Yes, sir.
Well, did he travel on a pass?
No, he didn't. He was stationary at Chicago.
I see. He worked in the United States government then.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. How many children did you have, Miss Graham?
I've had three. I have two living.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Graham died 2 years ago, our 63rd wedding anniversary.
That's too bad. And then you came out to California to live.
Came out with the children.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. You've seen a lot of this country then, haven't you?
I have from coast to coast.
Yes, you must have friends all over the nation. Huh?
Well, I have quite a few friends.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do. Mm-hmm. When were you 85, Mrs. Graham?
The 21st of April. I expected to be here a week ago. We didn't know we had to buy tickets ahead.
Oh, yes. You have to get them way ahead.
Yes.
Pretty hard.
Well,
So many seasons, so many vacations now in Southern California. Try to accommodate as many as we can, but the joint, the restaurant will only hold so many people.
Well, I have a sister in Maquoketa.
You have what?
I have a sister in Maquoketa that is 93 years old.
My
and
God.
She has listened in always to this.
93? That's
the reason.
In Oregon?
No. in Maquoketa, Iowa.
Oh, Maquoketa, Iowa.
Iowa, yes. And she's listening in, I suppose, this morning.
Say, wouldn't you like to address a letter to her and have forwarded all over the country? That was Battle Axe, Michigan, Maquoketa, Iowa.
Yes.
And the place in Oregon was what?
As Yoncalla.
Yoncalla. And where were you born?
Cassopolis.
You got a good start. Oh, my goodness. Well, you did. You really had a very perplexing start, didn't you?
Yes.
Have you ever been back to Cassopolis?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I lived there a good share of my life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice.
Yes.
And you say she's 93.
93, but she's bedridden and can only see out of the corner of one eye.
Uh-huh.
And I get a letter from her every week.
She writes to you just the
writes
same.
Writes just the same and really knows more about the world events than I do.
Well,
so our mind is perfect.
Say, what do you say we send her an orchid too, huh?
Oh, well, that'll be lovely.
We just hope she's listening in this morning.
Well, she will be, because she knows that I was going to try and get
off.
Oh, beautiful.
There are three lovely white orchids.
Oh,
they are lovely.
Yes, that's beautiful.
What is your sister's name, Mrs. Graham?
Mrs. Blanche Goucher.
Goucher.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives at that place in Iowa, I guess.
Yes.
All right, we'll see that she gets an orchid.
All right, thank you very much.
Golly, that's well. Now then, she'll turn around here, Mrs. Graham. We want to have a little picture. Just look at me, will you, honey? There you are. Now, go on, hit it. That's the idea. Have you ever had an orchid before, Miss Graham?
No.
Never did.
Well, I never have.
What do you say?
I didn't understand the second question.
Oh, I say you never did. You just never,
I never had an orchid before.
No. Well, the reason I ask you that, we like to give a little lady a little kiss, too, when we give them an orchid.
Oh, I see.
Mm. Now, I hope you're sick.
Your wife doesn't object, then.
No, no. She says as long as they're under 8 and over 80, it's all right. I hope your sister's listening. Take care of yourself. And thanks for that rain. Goodbye. Well, I'm afraid that's going to have to do it, but real fast, like, if you'll get out your song, folks, we're going to have to sign off the air. Want to say, try that Kellogg variety pack, too, won't you? My boy says, Daddy G, it's a swell idea. That'll have to do it for now. Good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world, wherever you may be listening. Till tomorrow, then. Bye, all. And that entire Hollywood breakfast.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Say, do you know the cereal with the sound effects that sing out good eating at breakfast? It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only cereal so crisp it snap, crackle, pops in milk. These golden bubbles of oven pop rice are so crisp, so freshly crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop, and yet, light and delicate and crisp as they are, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are a real energy food. No wonder they're America's favorite rice cereal. Try them, but be sure you get the one and only snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. The American Broadcasting Company.